Our story of Advent, and as we mentioned last week, there's really two Advents. There's the coming of Messiah, and then there's the coming back of Messiah. So we're going to skip ahead in this early story of Jesus's life to when Jesus begins his ministry. So turn with me, if you will, to Luke chapter 4, and we're going to pick up the story in verse 14. We've already talked about the first Advent, his birth, and the second Advent, we touched on that. That would be his return. In the meantime, we see Jesus begin to minister and prepare the people. See, that's what Jesus was here for. In his earthly ministry for three small years, he was trying to get people to understand fulfillment of prophecy and get ready for what was to come. So as a young man, Jesus would have been entitled to read in the synagogue. His first recorded act of ministry, in fact, was just such a time. In a synagogue service, usually there's a blessing that is spoken, and that is called the Shema. We see it in Deuteronomy 6, which says, Behold, O Israel, I am the Lord your God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. So that would be the Shema, the opening prayer. And then there would be a reading from the Torah. Then a reading from the prophets, then a sermon or a lecture on what was read, then closing prayers and blessing. So Jesus is asked to read, and he stands and he opens up the scroll, and we're going to read something in a second. Now, when we were in Israel, there's a synagogue that they've unearthed that is right at the bottom of the road that would come down from Nazareth. So we saw the way this was set up. The people sit around the edges of the room, and there's a what we would call a podium, which is a gigantic slab of rock. And we have pictures of it if you ever want to see it, because they actually found one there. And it's likely that Jesus would have preached in that synagogue, but this synagogue is in Nazareth, his hometown. Now remember, he's an adult now, and he's already traveled around the area and done certain things. He's been taken off into the wilderness and tempted by Satan. So we read those things about him, but now this is the first time we read about him actually interacting with people. So turn with me in your Bibles again to chapter 4, beginning 14, and let's bless the word as we start. Heavenly Father, we thank you for writing to us and giving us these stories, not for our entertainment, but for our edification. Father, the things that happen here impact our faith. We pray that as we read these things, that you will reinforce in us that which we believe, and that you would make us even greater proponents of your faith. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So Jesus has been out and around, but this is his entry into ministry. Chapter 4, verses 14 should be right there. Here we go. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit to Galilee, and a report about him went out through all the surrounding country. And he taught in their synagogues, being glorified by all. And he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as was his custom, he went to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him, and he unrolled the scroll, and he found the place where this was written. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives, and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Then he rolled up the scroll and gave it back to the attendant, and he sat down, and in the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him, and he began to say to them, Today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Well, here's what's interesting about this. Have you ever had somebody tell you that, well, I've looked at the Bible, and nowhere in the Bible does Jesus ever say, I am the Messiah. He never actually says, I am God. I am Messiah. Well, that's true. Those exact words are going to be very, very hard to find in the Bible. But now you need to picture, this is a critical piece of scripture here, because you have to picture the scenario. These are all Jewish believers that read from the Torah, and all adult Jewish men have had to study the Torah as they've grown up, and they know the Torah inside out and backwards. They've read the prophets. They know what the prophets say. in the text of Isaiah that he's quoting from, you heard what he said. Now, this is what the actual text from Isaiah said. This is what Jesus read to them. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn. Sounds exactly like what he read. So Jesus is reading this. Now you have to understand, the prophet Isaiah, in the text that he's reading, it is God saying this. God has sent Isaiah to do this. The Lord God has sent Isaiah to do these things. So Jesus reads this text, and then he says to the people sitting there who know this story from the Old Testament, and says, this prophecy is fulfilled in your presence. Do you see? If you were a Jewish person who knew the Torah and knew the scripture, for this man, this human being, this kid who grew up in the neighborhood, to stand up in the synagogue and saying the prophet Isaiah, the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled right here. That's a pretty bold claim, isn't it? So why do we care about this? Well, mainly it's because Jesus is proclaiming himself Messiah, because God has sent him to do these things. Moreover, when you look at the situation that he's in, this is a messianic prophecy from Isaiah that every Jew was waiting with bated breath to come to pass. See the idea of Advent here? The Jews who heard this reading have been waiting and waiting and waiting for this Messiah, this prophecy, to come true. They've been waiting for the advent of the fulfillment of this prophecy, the coming of the fulfillment of this prophecy, and this man, Jesus, stands up and says, here I am. This was huge. He read it and then he sat down, and today the scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. Until now, God had promised that he would send a salvation, a redeemer, Messiah, and that day had finally arrived. In Galatians 4:4 says this, but when the fullness of time came, God sent forth his son, born of a woman under the law. So what does that mean? In the fullness of